From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama says the United States and Kenya stand united against the threat of terrorism. Speaking in Nairobi Saturday at a joint news conference with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Mr. Obama said the two countries have effectively worked together in combating al-Shabaab.
Kenya is working with Ethiopia and with the United States and others to further degrade al-Shabaab's space of operations inside of Somalia.
Kenyan President Kenyatta said his country and the United States need to work much closer together to help stabilize Somalia and to help its government reduce the area controlled by al-Shabaab. When asked about gay rights in Kenya, Mr. Obama said he believes that governments should treat people equally regardless of their sexual orientation. Mr. Kenyatta said that Kenyans have other things on their minds.
For Kenyans today, the issue of gay rights is really a non-issue. We want to focus on other areas that are day-to-day living for our people.
Mr. Obama speaks at a rally in Nairobi on Sunday. He will then travel to Ethiopia for meetings with that country's president and prime minister. Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maroua killed at least 10 people Saturday, 3 days after two bombings in the same town killed 20 others. State television said a female bomber detonated explosives at a popular night spot, triggering alarms across the city as rescue and military personnel launched a hunt for survivors. Two suicide bombings on Wednesday targeted a large market and residential area in the same town. This is VOA News. The armed wing of the separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party says it considers the 3-year-long ceasefire agreement with Ankara to be over. The PKK's military command blamed the end of the ceasefire on Ankara and accused the Turkish state and army of having unilaterally terminated the agreement with its Friday bombing raids on the separatist group's training camps and bases straddling the border with Iraq. Turkey launched a second day of airstrikes Saturday on Islamic State militant targets in Syria and dropped bombs for the first time on Kurdish militants in Iraq. Tunisia's parliament overwhelmingly voted to pass the country's new anti-terror law Saturday after a pair of devastating attacks against tourists. However, critics fear that the new legislation might endanger the North African nation's hard-won freedoms. Last month, a gunman killed 38 tourists, most of them from Britain, in the Tunisian seaside city of Sousse. In March, two gunmen killed 21 foreign tourists and a policeman at Tunis's Bardo Museum. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both attacks. Human Rights Watch has criticized the new Tunisian bill, saying it would open the way to prosecuting political dissent as terrorism. It says it gives too much power to judges and curtails lawyers' abilities to provide an effective defense. The Saudi-led coalition said it will begin a 5-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen. The pause in military operations came at the request of exiled President Abdurrabbu Mansur Hadi, that is, a statement by the Saudi state media said Saturday. Hadi, who fled to Riyadh earlier this year, sent a letter to Saudi Arabia's King Salman on Friday asking for the pause to allow delivery and distribution of what he called the maximum amount of humanitarian and medical aid to the war-torn country. Nearly 800 migrants rescued from boats while trying to cross the Mediterranean have been taken to port in Palermo, Sicily. Most of the migrants, mainly from Sudan, Eritrea, and Syria, were taken to port Saturday aboard a Norwegian vessel. Another group was taken to the southeastern Sicilian town of Pozzallo aboard an Irish Navy patrol ship. Lieutenant Commander Daniel Wall is that ship's captain.
We rescued 30 women, 14 children, and the rest were males. We then proceeded to a position near Lampedusa, where we took on board over 100 migrants from the Italian Coast Guard.
The latest arrivals came just days after 40 migrants drowned at sea. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.